Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're with author Harry C. Doolittle, and his book is called Imagination and Reality. Hello, Harry.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you very much. So tell me about Imagination and Reality. What's it all about?
There's 20 different stories. Each one is really fiction. Imagination is the fiction part. The 20 stories vary all over the place, and the titles of each are on the cover of the book, such as Radio Music Heard in Grave, Bigfoot Captured, Gold Ore Discovered Beneath Brooklyn, and Alice in Wonderland, that's like Alice Eleanor, and then Airliner's Pilot and Co-Pilot Pass Out, Girl 14 Takes Control, Lands Plane Safely. That's the imagination part. The reality part is all these things take place in actually real places, but the characters are fiction, and what events that happen are fiction.
Harry, what inspired you to write about these particular people and to write about these particular subjects?
It came from, I would say, maybe the unconscious. I was a copywriter for 45 years and at various ad agencies. And so I had to dream up stuff, 6, 7, 8 stories a day, you know. So I decided, why don't I try to put that kind of aptitude to work, just to have fun, just writing this. So the whole thing was written to have fun. The idea, though, is that I didn't write any of these, because it says each, what I did was to, it's an anthology of about 20 stories that I picked up around all over the world in the United States, written by other people. That's the whole idea.
Well, what do you mean by written by other people?
Each of the stories has a different author and a different person writing it.
Oh, so that's the imagination part of it.
Yep, but hopefully, you know, the people will think that, gee, he didn't write it. So, here's one, How to Enhance Your Preschooler's Vocabulary, written by C.S. Snipes, author of Big Words Your 4 or 5 Year Old Should Know. Things like that I would have, like another author wrote it. So the people who read it will not be able to blame me.
In a way, it's somewhat like acting for you. Before you sat down to write a particular story as a different author, you had to get into that author's mindset?
No, not into his mindset. Well, some of the styles, yes. The styles are all a little different in each one of them. But I had to get then into the situation's mindset, what it was. Like Gold Ore Discovered Beneath Brooklyn. And two South African tourists plan to stake claim to it, and it's written as a news flash from the Brooklyn newspaper, something like that.
But you as an author had to pretend you were somebody else when you wrote each story, it sounds like.
Yes.
And how difficult was that?
Very easy.
And why is it so easy for you?
An aptitude for it.
You mentioned you were a copywriter for an ad agency. When you're doing that, you're writing very short snippets, one-liners, 30-second commercials, things like that. I would imagine that's very different from sitting down and writing longer-form stories and an actual book. How different is that?
It's really not that much different. It's much more difficult to write a 30-second and a 60-second TV commercial than to write a short story, because you have to take the same thoughts in a long story and condense it into 60 seconds. The most you can get on a 60-second TV commercial is 145 words. The most you can get on a 30-second TV commercial is about 30 words. And nobody's doing that anymore. They're skipping all over the place with using visuals rather than words. So you have to take very complicated thoughts and narrow them down to about 30 words. It's an art.
It sounds like you really enjoyed the process, yes?
Oh, yeah.
What was most enjoyable about it?
Putting my mind to work and finding up and looking up things, you know, that I didn't have before. I use Google a great deal. Google has all kinds of wonderful stuff in there. They just cut to Google and there it is. And so what was really fun about it was exercising my mind and being able to write these things from out of the blue, just dreaming them up and writing them. Almost everybody, every great author is able to do that. And they just write the stuff right off the top of their heads.
Harry, give us an example of your favorite story in the book.
I would probably say it's the airline's pilot and co-pilot pass out. That's a very lengthy one, and the idea is the 14-year-old girl takes over and lands the plane safely. She's from Australia, and she flies it and lands it in New York City, in New York Kennedy Airport. And it's pure fiction. But the airplane goes back to the year is 1970. That's when the 747s were introduced. And they were an entirely different kind of plane than they are today. So that one has a combination of 100% imagination, but at the same time, the plane is a real, what happens to how to fly the plane is real, and the people in it could be real.
Harry, in any of your stories, did you use yourself as a model for a character?
No. Oh, well, yes, a big part. The very last story, which is not to do with, is about my PT boats. That's what I signed my name to, Harry C. Doolittle, and it's called Bring Back the PTs. That is the PT boats in World War II. I was the captain of PT boat 108 during the war. And so the idea in that one is real, tried to be real, is, as they call it, a solution to the Somalia pirates problem, which the PTs would go out to Somalia and to other places around South Africa there, and the Gulf of Eden, of Aden, that is, and then capture the pirates. That was realistic. I set that off to Defense Secretary Gates and several people in the Pentagon. Never heard back. So that's more realistic than the others.
How's the reaction been to the book overall?
Well, everybody seems to like it. And I would say that the people who are kind of square, they don't seem to like it. All the people who have a great imagination themselves like it.
Will we see a follow-up book? Did you enjoy it enough to do it again?
No, I'm going to write some new kinds of books.
And tell me about those. What do you have swirling around in your mind?
Plays and movie scripts.
Fiction, nonfiction?
Well, they're all movies are fiction. You know that. None of them are real. So then you sit down and write them. First you write the treatise. But I think that would be my next job, to try to write some movie scripts.
You know, one of the beauties of writing a book of this sort is that you can go anywhere, anytime, any place with any character. I would imagine you enjoyed that very much.
Very much. At the same time, I'm trying to send some messages, like the one about the avalanches down in South America, that is in lower South America. The avalanches are causing real trouble down there. They're melting. It's called advancing and retreating. And these are not avalanches, glaciers. I believe moving glacier can cause great concern down there. These are actually happening in Chilean Patagonia. There are 47 glaciers in the country. All 46 of them are retreating. Only one is going down to the Pacific. And when they retreat up into the mountains, all the water for that feeds the whole area down there will disappear. That one's really serious.
Again, the book is called Imagination and Reality. The author is Harry Doolittle. Harry, you seem to be a man of many interests, yes?
Yes. My next real job is to get myself and my paintings into a major museum if I can.
Well, if nothing else, you can publish them in a book, correct?
That was the whole idea. I was going to have the paintings there, too. So maybe that'll be the next book.
Harry, anybody in your life, anybody that you have come across, whether it be family members or just acquaintances, who inspired any of the specific stories in the book?
They're strictly out of my made-up, out of my imagination. Nobody. Strictly out of my mind. You can show me a glass of water, I'll write a story about it. Zane Grey could do the same thing, you know, the famous writer.
Harry, where can we get a hold of the book?
Well, it's now being on Kindle. It got on there a couple of days ago. That is the Amazon Kindle.
Well, congratulations. That's wonderful. Harry, do you have a website? Can you buy the book through the website?
Yes. But I'm not on there yet. I have a set website, but my paintings are on there. It's a www.harrycdoolittle.com.
Once again, the book is called Imagination and Reality. The author is Harry C. Doolittle. Harry, thank you very much, and good luck with the book.
Well, thank you for calling. It was wonderful.